And the film is in English. She doesn't want to sleep alone, but you can tell me the Spanish title.
No quiero dormir sola.
Beautiful. So the film is about a young woman and her grandmother. Was this inspired by a true story at all?
Yeah, most definitely. My grandmother used to be an actress. So the main character, Lola, is based on her.
And the actress who plays Lola, she is a famous Mexican actress, is that right?
Yeah, definitely. She used to be a huge movie star, like in the 50s and the 60s. She made like, I don't know, around 80 movies, 60, 80, something like that, just in 20 years. And then as she grew old, movie parts stopped being so interesting. So she kept herself to the stage and the TV. And this is the first movie she's done in quite a long time.
You're a first-time director. This is your first big film, mm-hmm. right? How did you manage to get her to star in your film?
Well, for in one part, as I was saying, she hadn't made a movie in a long time, and this was an appealing character for her comeback. And also we had meet each other. I was working as a cast manager for the Mexico's National Theater Company, and she is a actress there. So we had worked together before and we knew each other. So when I went with her to give her the script, at least she knew who I was.
Is it kind of difficult having something so personal on the big screen, telling a story that's happened to you to a whole lot of people? Did you learn something from it?
Well, I think it's really not as hard as you would think, because, I mean, right now maybe some people are hearing and they know that it has to do with my own personal story, but if not, they don't realize that there's like so much personal things into it, or maybe they do, but it's hard to... to put a face to it. So it was really not that hard, because also people won't know which part is fiction and which part is based on true events. So I kind of like hide with that.
Can you tell us anything in the film that was based on true events?
Well, maybe one of the most, at least for me, most difficult parts, which is when the young character Amanda finds her grandmother like living in a huge mess, and that.
That happened to you. Did you find your grandmother like that?
Yeah, kind of.
What can you tell us about the film industry in Mexico? We don't get a lot of Mexican films here. So what is the film scene like over there?
Well, we have a kind of an emerging industry. We're filming a lot more than what we used to, like 10 years ago. There are some like newcomers, filmmakers, which are getting a really lot of attention out of Mexico. And I mean, just this year, Amat Escalante won at the Cannes Film Festival the Best Director Award. And last year, also another Mexican filmmaker got that same award. There's like two sides of the coin for it. In one part, you have like this emerging industry and a lot of filmmakers getting their first or second movie done and a lot of attention internationally. But then in Mexico, we don't get to show our film so much. So it's kind of a contradiction.
You get to show this particular film all around the world, which is great. What kind of responses have you got from people who have seen it in other countries?
I mean, the response has been like overwhelming, really. I mean, we have shown the film in Italy and in Brazil and in Korea and now in Australia and like really different parts from the world. And it doesn't matter age or gender or professional activity or whatever, people kind of really connect with the story. So that has been like a real, really nice surprise for us.
Is that what you were hoping would happen? That people would recognize the relationship between a grandparent and a grandchild? That might be something universal?
Yeah, well, it was definitely something we were aiming for. because we knew we have a kind of a small story completely based on the actresses, and if we didn't get that part right, then the movie wouldn't have worked.
How did you find the younger woman actor as well? Because I thought Amanda was very impressive.
Yeah, I mean, for me, she's amazing. I mean, she's kind of the underdog character. She doesn't shine so much, so people usually don't give her so much attention. But for me, what she does is amazing. And I met Mariana a couple of years back. We're actually really close friends and family now. She's the mother of my first niece. But anyway, I mean, the first time I saw her, or the first time I met her, it was on stage. And for me, at least, she's one of the best actresses in Mexico, even though she's so young. And we had worked together on my thesis film for the film school. And that's more or less around the time that I started writing She Doesn't Want to Sleep Alone. So I always had her in mind.
And she is playing you, kind of.
Yeah, she's playing me, definitely. But I think what's so amazing with her work is that even though she had me like a reference all the time, she put so much more into it and created, with the basis of me, but a whole new character.
So how do you describe the film to other people if they ask you what it's about?
Well, I would say it's a small personal film about two different generations getting to know each other throughout their counterpart. I don't know if that's a word. It's kind of a mirror relationship.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. So are you excited to be part of the Spanish Film Festival and connecting with other Spanish language film directors?
I'm thrilled. I mean, for one part, getting the chance to come to Australia, which is like a dream come true. And then getting to show the film with Australian audiences and getting their feedback. And also seeing that what we do on the other side of the world is being appreciated here. I mean, it's like a gift.